Welcome to another episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk, a podcast about fatherhood, music, poetry, food, literature, the creative process, theology, and the perils of trying to live the good life. I am Jason Farley, author, teacher, pastor, and publisher at Jovial Press. And today I am going to talk to you about one of my favorite Old English words, Gebärskip. It would be roughly transliterated, beer ship, because it's a word meaning the fellowship of people drinking beer together, or more specifically, drinking beer, telling stories, reciting poetry together. It's an Old English word that I really think we ought to revive. Beer ship. Hey, let's get together for some beer ship. And the place I came across it was in reading Old Anglo-Saxon poetry, and as I was trying to learn Anglo-Saxon and realized that they've got all these great words where they take two concepts and they press them together and make a new word out of it. It's a Germanic language, and so they can do that. And they took the word beer, and they took the word fellowship, and they just crushed them together because they said, like Machen, they said, what is a greater lubricant for male fellowship than beer? Well, there isn't one. Beer is the great fellowship point for men to get together. But for the Anglo-Saxons, it was more than that. They got together in order to tell stories, in order to recite poetry, in order to sing songs together. And it was something that was a part of the English way of life before they became Christians. And in fact, it was one of the main ways that God converted the English. Bede, in his Ecclesiastical History of the English People, tells us the story of Caedmon, one of the first poets, or the father of English poetry, the grandfather of English poetry. He records a story of the conversion of the English people, and he starts with this really interesting story about Caedmon, this ranch hand who's one evening all the men of the town are gathered together for beership, for beerskip, and they're taking turns reciting poems, singing songs, and the harp is being passed around, and they each take their turn, and the harp is passed to Caedmon. And he knows no poems. Stage fright gets him. It's no karaoke for him. And so he takes off running. And he goes and he hides behind the donkeys and he falls asleep. And he has a dream. And a man comes to him in a dream and tells them that he has been anointed to go spread the good news by being the best poet the English people have ever seen. And he says, but I know no poems. And he says, my spirit will give you the power that you need. And so he wakes up and he is able to take any story from the Bible he hears or any story from church history and immediately turn it into beautiful poetry. And then he begins going to these beership gatherings and sharing the gospel, waiting his turn and getting the harp and telling stories from the Bible. And there ends up being a whole group of these evangelists, these early Anglo-Saxon rappers going to rap battles and sharing the gospel through these stories and these poems that they've written. We have quite a few of them. They're really wonderful. And that's how England begins to be converted, is through these different men going to these meetings of men to drink beer, tell stories and poems, and it turns out that the stories from the scriptures are powerful enough and they're great enough stories that they, just by telling them, people are converted and changed, and England eventually is converted over the series of a few generations. And I think it's really a word that represents something that we ought to want revived. Manly fellowship. Men getting together, reciting poetry, telling stories, drinking beer, knowing one another, being known by one another. It's a day and an age in which we spend so much time looking at screens and, you know, all of our best friends are through the internet and we don't know how to have this kind of fellowship. Well, I think that, one, beer will help, and two, it's something that we really ought to just want and try to do, is commit to this kind of fellowship where we can look one another in the eye, where we can be a part of one another's life, where we can get together and say, so how's it going? And we can share struggles and get advice, really be a part of one another's lives in a manly way. We don't know how to do that anymore. if you're thinking, well, what poem would I even bring? I would recommend a great volume of manly poetry by the YouTube sensation Joffrey the Giant. He has a great volume of poetry called Well Met, Poems on Companionship. They're just a bunch of great manly poems, and that's a great place to start. I mean, it's a great collection of poetry. You should get it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, and you should go pick it up and buy it and read it. But it really is something, this gebetership, this beership, this fellowship of men gathered around with beer and poetry and stories is really something that I find that would be wonderful. It would be a great addition to the fellowship of the Christian church. And I've seen some different churches trying to do it, and I think that's great. That's exciting. And in a day and age when fellowship is so rare, when there are very few instances of people having great, deep friendships because we've forgotten how, I think looking back and seeing the way a group of people like the Anglo-Saxons or the Germanic peoples did it, it's a really helpful hint, a really helpful direction. It gives us a model to look at and to stretch for, because we don't have a whole lot of models. Friendship is something that has been forgotten. We don't remember how to do it as a culture. And so I hope that something like this, beership, is something that we can start trying to accomplish and do together. So grab a pint, grab some friends, and get together and each bring a poem and see if it's something that we can start back up. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk. I am Jason Farley, author, teacher, pastor, and publisher at Jovial Press. If you want more from the Westminster Confession of Funk, you can check out my blog, hosted by Cross Politic, or you can grab my books at Amazon. Have a great day.